Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Leah Yellowbird, and this is my first visit to Holden Village. I had lived in Washington State before, so coming back was part of the draw to come here to check out the village. Coming here to bring beadwork and to show the people that come here just maybe a little glimpse into who I am as an Ojibwe woman. Native Americans are starting to have a little bit of a voice in public now. We've always been those hidden people. And we're not hidden anymore. 20% of us live on reservations, 80% of us are urban. So it's like we're everywhere, and we're not all dark, and you know, we're not all light. And so coming here just to share a little bit of who I am as a native and an urban native, and the progression of what's happened with my people. John Trudell was an activist in the Native American community. He was a big starter of the American Indian Movement. And he took over Alcatraz Island, which was a Native-owned land after Alcatraz closed, to make a point. He died last year, and one of the quotes he had was, "Take care of your spirit, because you're in a world where spirits get eaten." It's very easy to drown in day-to-day monotony, hate, and so on and so forth. That was the first thing I thought of when I got off the boat here, was my spirit won't get eaten here in Holden. You can feel, it's palatable, the love and kindness, just walking around. And part of that is the view. And it must change everyone that steps off that boat. It must give everyone a little bit of serene feeling. It's not a rush. You're not going to have to get in a car and drive 10 miles somewhere. You know, here you are. Just take a couple steps, and there's another something that's really beautiful. That's what this is all about, is what I'm seeing here anyway, is love and kindness. And the animals just roaming around eating your eating your plants and stuff. It's nobody's shooing anybody off. It's a really beautiful place, and I've enjoyed all the people that I've met so far in my classes too, because there's a little bit of everybody that's coming up here. And not being familiar with Lutheran ministry has also been kind of interesting too, to see if I would be as accepted here as I would be with my own community. That's probably been the biggest and interesting thing that's happened here, is that I am accepted. And so I don't even know why you would even categorize it as Lutheran in a way, because this is really a beautiful place for anyone who wants some kind of break, just a small break. And it's not a break from people. It's a break from chaos. I'm finding that, you know, it's not here, and I certainly want to come back now, right? I've been here for 4 days at this point, and I knew day two, even though I was still very tired from my plane ride and very tired from my trip up here, day two, this would be a place that I would return to if I was able to do so. Because there is something magical, really, really magical here. And I want to experience it more. I can see why your staff comes here, and it's a beautiful place. I hope that when people leave here after they've met me, they'll understand that the jewelry the men and the women wear, we wear as Native people, we did that to identify ourselves, to change ourselves from family to family to family to family. You know, like, oh, that beating style is that family. Or if you saw someone at Powwow, which is our church, Powwow, that's our church. So when we go Powwow, we listen to the drums. The drums take over in our mind. And we just think back on what is important and what is necessary, the heartbeat of the drum of the land. I find that here. There's a heartbeat of the land here that's going through people when they walk outside. And there's so many similarities. It's just a very interesting idea for me to come back up here. And I'm already thinking about things I'd like to bring back. Even classes just maybe just for the staff, making moccasins, something that will take a month. But it seems like everybody's willing to put in lots of hard work here. Hard work is what I'm doing every day when I bead. The painting that Holden chose to use on the cover of their magazine was a piece that represents the Anishinaabe story of creation. I'm not sure if they understood that when they chose the picture, but that's what it is. The water splashing out, there's a turtle under there. And our creation story was that so many people, so many animals tried to find dirt, and they kept digging deeper and deeper and deeper in the water to put just one handful of soil on the back of the turtle. And so when I look at that, that's all I see. It's all community. It was everyone working together to develop what we're in right now. And to me, that's the creation story is love. It was the creation of our world in the Anishinaabe. Well, our stories are always stories for learning. And we know that they're stories. And no matter what tribe you're in, you're going to hear a different version of probably a very similar story. Around here, it's the rocks for me. We believe the rocks are the oldest creatures on Earth, and they'll be here long after we're gone, and they were here long before we got here. We are the youngest, and so we're supposed to learn from what came before us. So the water running over the rocks moves the wisdom. So the first thing I did the first day here, I went down to the stream and drank the water here. Like, I don't know where the water's coming from. I'm assuming the mountains. But that was my first thing, was I needed to go drink the water because it's carrying all the wisdom. I'm from a tribe in Canada. I'm also Métis, which is French-Canadian mixed Indian, and I'm part Lebanese. It's a very interesting mix, so, you know, having the Hebrew part of it, and, you know, and then my father was non-Indian. So I have this wonderful, beautiful mix of cultures all put together in who I am, and I'm kind of lucky I get to pick and choose what works best for me from each one of these. My tribe's in Canada, so I hold a status card in Canada. I don't here in the United States. But it doesn't make me not an Indian here in the United States, you know. Either you are or you aren't, and for me, I'm an Indian. And the older I get, the more important it is for me to be able to answer people's questions as respectfully as I can when they ask questions about who we are as a people. I didn't have that earlier in my life. I think it was more aggression about it, and now it's not. It's sharing who we are as a people and what we could bring and what we did bring and our medicines. And there's a lot of things that were part of who the Indian people were that were moved on, that became more gentrified and were changed. And so for me, as a non-reservation Indian now, as an urban Indian, that's the most important part of my life right now as I move on. I'm 54 and I don't expect that to change. As I grow older, I expect it to become even more important. As I grow older, just to be able to do things like I'm doing here at Holden, just to share who we are as a people. I mean, I can't speak for every Native person, but I'm trying to speak for me as a Native person and share what I know and as much as I know. And I'm not done learning either.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.